The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a 4-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any 2 children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as 2 components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned in here. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number 2, Nick Cantarano. He is the Disney employee who's been coming out and speaking out about what Disney is doing. And folks, since he was with us last, it has gotten worse. It's a full court press against our children by the LGBTQ community. I do want to just say to the Texas Young Republicans, congratulations. Last night, late in the night, they had a board meeting and a vote, and they chose to decouple themselves from the Texas Log Cabin organization. And I just want to say kudos to you guys. Look, LGBTQ, we've got an answer for you. It's called Jesus Christ. He can set you free from the bondage of homosexuality. You were not born that way. You have been overcome by a choice, but Christ can take care of that. And that's my message to you. But anyway, congratulations to the Texas Young Republicans. Top of the next hour, John O'Connor is with us. He's got another book out about Watergate, Things You Didn't Know About Watergate. And we're going to talk to him, too, about are there any similarities between Watergate and Russiagate? Yeah, we'll talk about that. Bottom of this hour, I'll be talking with you about J6. I'm going to be playing for you the trailer for Nick Searcy's Capital Punishment, C-A-P-I-T-O-L. Man, if you have not seen that film, you have to see this. You have to know the truth. Why? Why is it that they're so fixated? Why are the Marxists so fixated on January 6th, on our patriots, on you and me? Why is that? We'll talk about it coming up. And why do we need to be so concerned about it? Well, I am so excited. This beautiful woman that you see in the picture next to me is my good friend. We had an incredible God moment the first time we actually met in person. It was 2017. It was President Trump's very first speech at CPAC. And Susan had been in, listening, taking notes. And it came directly out of that auditorium to my radio booth and sat down with me. And the Spirit of God enveloped us. And it was, well, it was powerful. And we have been, we're connected through Christ ever since. My sister in Christ, Susan Swift. Susan, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on, Pastor.
Well, my. We have a, you know, this decision, however that leak leaves things, there are a whole lot of issues with regards to that, and as an attorney, you can speak to those. But the fact that, and I've got an article here that I had picked up this morning. Department of Justice has failed to implement a federal statute that forbids protests, pickets, and other forms of intimidation outside the homes of judges. It's illegal under federal law to try to affect a judge's ruling or interfere with the discharge of their duties. However, the Department of Justice has thus far refused to interfere with demonstrators outside the homes and check whose houses they are. It's not Kagan's house. It's not
Sotomayor.
It's not Sotomayor's house. Okay. You know, they
the new one, Ketanji Brown, you know, the incoming Ketanji Brown.
I'm not sure what her pronoun is because she doesn't know what a woman is, so she can't be a she.
Is she a non-biologist?
She's non-binary or something? I don't know.
She's not a biologist.
Well, we do know that. She confessed to that. She testified to that. But outside of Clarence Thomas's home, Amy Coney Barrett's home, and Brett Kavanaugh's home, while providing security. But the issue, Susan, is the federal law says you can't go and be outside their houses trying to intimidate them. Do you think that's part of the holdup here and why they haven't come out with their decision? Because, quite frankly, they don't trust that they're going to be safe?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but let's get even helicopter back up a little bit.
Sure.
We also have federal laws that say you can't cross our southern border legally, right?
So, yes, ma'am.
Well, that's out the window too. We have a crisis in the executive branch because we have a resident in chief who is not enforcing federal law. We are in the throes of a battle, a very large battle between law and lawlessness. That's what, and this is when the Supreme Court comes down with the Dobbs ruling. We hope it's today. It could be tomorrow. In fact, you know, you can keep checking on supremecourt.gov, supremecourt.gov. You can find it when it drops. But what that decision will do, if it is the same as the draft, and I hope and pray to God that it is, what that will do is it will restore some integrity to our Constitution and the process by which we're supposed to govern ourselves. It will return the issue of abortion to the states where
it belongs. That. I want you to repeat that because it's so important that the truth about that come out, because everybody, even some of the people on the right are saying, oh, that's going to be the end of abortion. Well, no, it's not the end of abortion. This isn't about eliminating abortion. Roe v. Wade isn't really saying you can kill babies. What it's saying is the federal government now is going to decide the issue of abortion, and they're not, and it should be left to the people and to the state according to our constitutional republic.
Correct. What Roe did, and then Casey was the following after Roe, what they did is they created this right to privacy out of the penumbra. Think of the penumbra as an umbrella of rights. We just create them. That's what we do. So that's what Roe versus Wade did. It was very badly written. Casey extended it, and it just created out of legal cloth, if you will, the right to abortion, right? Which did not exist in the Constitution, never has, never did, never will. What the Dobbs case might do when it comes down is it might return the issue to the states by simply saying there is no constitutional right to an abortion in our Constitution, and because there is no such thing in our Constitution, that issue is reserved under our Constitution to the states to decide. So the issue will go to the states. Now, already we know 26 states have put in place restrictions against abortion. And then they're going to be the rest of the states who are like where I live in California, they're ramping up. We're trying to create California as an abortion sanctuary, God help us. And we're funding it with massive taxpayer dollars. It's really sick. But we have to also remember one thing. Abortion is the intentional killing of a human being in the womb. It is not a medical procedure. Let me say that again. It is not a medical procedure. It is the intentional killing of a baby. If we were talking about true health care, what you do if there is a pregnancy and a woman is in imminent danger, what you do is you deliver her. You deliver her from the problem, whatever it is. If it's an ectopic pregnancy, if there's a genetic anomaly that is fatal, whatever the problem is, what you do is you save the woman's life and you attempt to deliver that baby. You that is a medical procedure, premature delivery or saving the life of the mother. But abortion is something different. Abortion is the intentional killing of the baby inside the womb, ripping it up into little shreds and sucking it out. Just like that.
Tearing it apart.
That should be illegal everywhere.
Yeah.
The only thing that we should ever be talking about is very, very tough cases where the life of the mother is in imminent risk, and then what you do is you deliver her, which is that is a dignified profession for the medical profession. Abortion is not. It's demeaning. And it's not dignified, and we're asking doctors to turn into murderers. So there should be no right to abortion at all. There should obviously always be the right to deliver a woman from a pregnancy, obviously at a low risk one. You deliver a baby, that's wonderful. But there's always a right to save a mother's life. So the language.
And to that point, I'm so glad you bring up the language part, because what we're not referred to, generally speaking, in the general media, we're not referred to as pro-life. We're referred to as anti-abortion.
Anti-choice.
So it's pro-choice versus oppressors of women's rights.
This is all game. This is a name game. They've tried to co-opt our language. This is what Marxists do. They co-opt language. Right now out here in California, we're talking about reproductive justice. Help me here with this. Reproductive justice means we have to make sure that certain groups, and we have to divide them into groups by race and gender, because that's what they do. We have to make sure that these special groups get appropriate funding so that they can exercise their rights to reproductive justice. So this is just more terminology. But at the end of the day, what abortion is the intentional destruction and killing of a human being in the womb. It is not a medical procedure. They just go in there to tear up a baby and suck it out.
To kill him.
That's what it's abortion murder. Is. It is murder. And what the pro-abortion crowd wants is, and I was just in Sacramento yesterday, and they're chanting at us while we were at the California March for Life, and they're screaming at us on a bullhorn, and they're telling us that abortion on demand without excuse, abortion on demand without excuse. So they don't want life-saving delivery of a woman. That's not what they're after. Everyone agrees to that. What they want is abortion on demand, as like, you know, after the fact birth control.
Yeah.
At all stages from conception to delivery and beyond. In California, they have a bill, AB 2223. It is the infanticide bill. I've also called it Buffy Wicks is the author, so I've called it Buffy's Baby Slayer Bill. And what that bill is going to do is it's going to make anyone who aids or assists in an abortion completely untouchable by the law. Anyone.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to talk more about this. Folks, this is why they don't want, like movies like Silent Scream, they don't want you to see that. They don't want you to watch what actually happens when they tear apart, limb by limb, a human being. It's why Abby Johnson said, I can't do this anymore, because she was watching them reassemble the torn apart body to make sure they got it all.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbals. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Aldershot. Thanks to Aldershot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
There we go. Hey, welcome back, folks. Good to have you with me. Thank you so much for being here. Susan Swift is my guest. Susan, so you were talking about this bill in California, and, you know, we've run into this over the last few years, and having being a California native who left and then came back and fought the fight. You know, I fought the now I can't remember Prop 8, right? You know, you know, I mean, we voted three times. That marriage should be between a man and a woman, and three times courts, and finally the California Supreme Court overruled the legal vote of the people. That's it. Just to I guess we can talk about it just briefly, but I mean, that's an interesting thing, because we have the left right now screaming, hey, an election is an election. Whatever the results are, you guys better just suck it up and deal with it. Except that when it came to Prop 8, they didn't want to suck it up and deal with it. They fought it all the way to the California Supreme Court, and the California Supreme Court decided that the people of California no longer had the right to decide the laws in their state.
Correct. And I believe that that was a proposition. It wasn't a California constitutional amendment. And that's about the only way that we, the people, can maybe fix that. But right now, they are in the California legislature. They are advancing another constitutional amendment, proposed constitutional amendment, to amend our constitution to ensure the right to privacy and the right to abortion. So we're going to have an abortion amendment put into our state constitution, because they're so worried, you see, that possibly a court, maybe later in down the trail, hopefully someday we'll have more, conservative pro-life judges or maybe voters. And this current legislation,
sure.
Make sure that our California Constitution is bulletproof, basically, and can be an abortion amendment to the Constitution. But that, as you just pointed out, if we have the constitutional power to do that, also judges can overrule that, right? That's the whole point. If we have the numbers in California, we'll just go in there and we will just amend our constitution again and say, oh, actually, no, there's not an abortion amendment. So this is the marketplace of ideas. This is politics. And we are fighting for the right to determine our lives.
Right.
And that's what, and it is really, truly, again, it is between law and lawlessness. And the Marxist pro-aborts, they like lawlessness, because that's how they empower their agenda and their control over people. They divide us based on race and color and creed and gender and all these things. These are all Marxist techniques to divide a united people so that the Marxist can then control what's going on.
I'm trying to think of the name. There was a... Oh, here it is. I think this is it. Never again. Oh, here it is. The Matter of Life. I don't know if
yes,
you.
That,
yeah, yes. Have you seen that yet?
I have not. They just did a special airing in Sacramento yesterday at 2:30.
Okay.
And we couldn't go. I was literally fighting against some bad bills before the Senate Judiciary Committee, so I couldn't go see the movie.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Thank you for that. So the matter of life and what it really addresses, and I bring it up because of something that you said, Susan, and that is, you know, what it is we're talking about. You know, we hope that we'll get, you know, people that are pro-life, but we need to drill down on what that means. Folks, our country, there's three things that are key to the foundational principles of this nation: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you take out life, then there's nothing left to pursue liberty. There's nothing left to pursue the happiness. And these are not existential things. God is the author of life. Saved or unsaved, regenerate or not, it is the breath of God and the Spirit of God that causes man to be able to live. Job writes it like this: if you were to remove your breath and your spirit from all mankind, we would immediately evaporate and return to the dust. And so life is who you are. Understand that this attack, this assault, this pro-choice concept is a direct assault on your very existence. It's an assault as a Christian, as a believer. You can't leave this alone. You can't let this be, because this is truly a battle of good versus evil. This is, did God create man, or did man just spring up and crawl out of a pond, some swamp? That's what this is truly about. And it's about a life. And the Word of God says that if you won't defend his most innocent, it's like a millstone hung around your neck. I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. So Susan Swift has graced me. She's going to hang out with us for a little bit. So let me get this in. So you were just checking the Supreme Court page, and what three cases did they drop, and what have they not done?
All right. Well, for today, they have the Supreme Court has dropped three more decisions, only three, none of which is Dobbs. So the Dobbs decision is not coming out.
Or New York Rifle, or Joe Kennedy and the religious and
No. What I the three that they dropped today. I'm sorry, there are four okay. that they dropped today. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin.
Oh, they did drop that. What did they decide?
Well, I mean, this just dropped, so I can pull it up and look.
Yeah, there take a look. Let's look at that.
All right, I'm looking. Yeah, da, 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 da. Let's see. Okay. Trying to get down to the holding. Okay, here's the holding in the syllabus. New York's proper cause requirement violates the 14th Amendment.
Touchdown!
By preventing law-abiding citizens with ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms in public for self-defense. Woot! Okay, Second Amendment for the win. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. And they're citing Heller. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And yes. So let me see if it, what I'm going to try to find out if it, you know, 6-3, 5-4, what is it? Hang on. I got to scroll. Sorry, guys. Just the way it is. Thomas delivered the opinion. Gotta nice. Love Thomas.
Absolutely.
He's just rocking awesome. I'm doing this on the fly, guys.
No, you're sorry, fine. But you're fine. Everything's cool. And just stick around, folks, because we're also I'm gonna play the capital punishment screener for you as well. As well, you know what? I'm gonna take this about 3 minutes, so I'm gonna take and do that now. Give you a couple of minutes to grab some of the facts from this and the other couple of cases, and then we will be we'll bring that right back to you. So hold tight because I've got it. It's already. I already had it set up. Pastor was on top of things. All right, so let's see. Here we go.
this is treason.
Where's the
officer? I can't breathe.
I can't even.
Hey, man.
I'm Nick Searcy. On January 6, 2021, I went to Washington, D.C., along with multitudes of other Americans, because we believed that the election was stolen. I saw with my own eyes what happened that day. And what they show you on the media doesn't tell half the story.
Here's the Capitol, and here's people going in there. They didn't show all of this out here.
I saw people of all colors, races, creeds, Asian Americans for Trump, blacks for Trump. I even saw a guy wearing a shirt that said, fags for Trump. And since I'm from California, I knew that guy.
We're from Iowa.
Nashville, Tennessee.
And I'm here standing with my fellow patriots. We all standing for America.
Despite what the media tells you, boots on ground definitely say something different. There is a sea of nothing but red, white, blue patriots.
These are damn working people. They want their country back.
We're marching for the Constitution. We're not. It ain't really about Trump. It's about us now. They're attacking us, and we're tired of it.
We had a foreign attack and they had domestic support.
This is about individual liberty. We don't believe the media. We don't believe you. We have no faith in our institutions.
The FBI is now being sent out by Joe Biden to punish people.
We're at war.
They're hunting down Trump supporters like dogs.
Let me say that again. We're at war.
147 days since my wife was murdered and executed.
I step out, I have red dots all over my chest.
They broke the door down.
Hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands up!
I was in jail for 4 straight days. I kept banging on the door saying, I have never had a phone call.
The 6th was all deception.
The level of sophistication and tactic is immense.
Oh, I recognize you from Portland.
I'm seeing people from Portland here, Antifa.
I was paid to pretend to protest.
We need to come together as Americans again and remember why we started this country.
An insurrection without arms? What are they talking about? And why are they lying?
Everything they told you was a lie. Capital Punishment, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Capital Punishment, the movie. Capital Punishment, the movie. Folks, if you have, if you've not seen this, this will change your opinion. Hi, Susan. This will change your opinion when it comes to, you know, identifying what actually happened on the 6th of January. And what's, what, why have they targeted January 6th? Why have they decided to make that their stand? I believe, with everything that's in me, I believe that it's because they know they can manipulate the center of American populace with the media, and they can begin to identify. One of the things that Bonhoeffer said, he said, look, we can't be silent in the face of evil. I believe it was Niedmer was the one who actually had the quote that said, you know, they came for the machinists, And I wasn't a machinist, and then they came for another group, and I wasn't that group, and then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, and then they came for me, and there was no one left. Folks, what's happening right now is they are coming for groups of people, and they are labeling those groups. I had a friend of mine who was at the Houston, Texas GOP, and he came outside, and there was a group of guys in, you know, masked and full body armor and what have you. And you might have thought, oh, those, that must have been Antifa. No, they were Proud Boys. And they were holding up signs that said, free our fellow patriots. J6, you know, is a false hunt against American patriots. And they were dressed like that for two reasons. Number one, understand that if you, what I'm doing right now in support of January 6th, publicly supporting what happened on the 6th of January makes me a target. And it's the reason why this sits on my desk when I'm broadcasting. And it's a warning. And the warning is this. Know that if you come, you need to decide if the side that you're on is a side that's worth dying for. I know who I serve. I've already made the choice. I made the choice the day that I dove and gave my life for my daughter. And literally 3 months to the day after that date, I was back on air. I know whom I serve. And he has called us. He has called us. And he has called the United States of America, a nation founded on the promise of the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not something that John Locke suggests God just gave to me, but what our founders understood was the very flesh and blood of who they were. It was the makeup of what made them the image of God. Susan, you've been looking at the Supreme Court stuff. Give us an update, if you'd be so kind, with regards to that.
Well, I wanted to read you the conclusion of the Rifle and Pistol versus Bruin case.
Yes, please.
Which is written by Thomas. This is the very final part, and it's beautiful. The constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense is not, quote, a second-class right subject to an entirely different body of rules than the other Bill of Rights guaranteed, unquote. Citing, we know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officials some special need. That is not how the First Amendment works when it comes to unpopular speech or the free exercise of religion. It is not how the Sixth Amendment works when it comes to a defendant's right to confront the witnesses against him. And it is not how the Second Amendment works when it comes to public carry for self-defense. New York's proper cause requirement violates the 14th Amendment in that it prevents law-abiding citizens with ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their right to keep and bear arms. We therefore reverse the judgment of the Court of Appeals and remand the case for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. It is so ordered.
Hallelujah. All right, we'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified
natural. It's the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow, towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Susan Swift. Susan, you were continuing to go through some of the other cases that the Supreme Court decided. Four cases today. The big good news is the New York Rifle Association case, which essentially says that New York can't arbitrarily make these decisions to say, well, you better really prove that you want a right to defend yourself, that you want a right to be able to bear arms, to keep and bear arms, and that the Second Amendment means exactly what it says, shall not be infringed. What are some of the other cases that they made decisions on today?
And by the way, that was a 6-3.
Yes.
All of the conservative justices, including Roberts, joined in that decision for New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. The other three that came down today was Vega versus Tico, Nance versus Ward, and Berger versus North Carolina State Conference of the NAACP. And I'm not familiar with any of them, and I apologize, but those are the four that came down today.
Okay.
I find it interesting that the Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin came down in advance of Dobbs, because that really does reaffirm our Second Amendment rights to self-defense.
But
so it's nice that's something that patriots can be assured of, that we do have the right to defend ourselves. I was just thinking about I think there have been over 50 different pro-life clinics and centers around the nation that have been attacked, vandalized, firebombed. This Antifa-like group, I call it Antifa Abortion Group, Jane's Revenge and Ruth Sent Us, those are both domestic terrorist groups. They are threatening pro-life clinics and centers with a night of rage, saying we've been patient, we've been merciful. They've actually used that word, merciful. And if the Dobbs decision comes down according to the way the draft was leaked, right, they are threatening to target all of these different pro-life organizations all across the United States. So isn't it interesting now that we have the Rifle Pistol Association versus Bruin coming down to reassure us that, yeah, we do have the right to self-defense, even in the wake of a night of rage, even if Jane's Revenge and all of these people, if they come after our businesses and our lives, we have the right to self-defense.
Yeah, well, and it's unfortunate that we have individuals that don't seem to fully grasp what that is about and what that means. And when you consider, I'm watching some of the live blogging that's going on SCOTUS blog.
SCOTUS blog, yeah. I'm dying. I want to see.
Yeah.
You.
But it's interesting to watch too, because people say, well, yeah, but you know, like certain weapons, well, we should ban, you know, certain weapons, but understanding,
yeah, right, whatever that means.
Well, which there is, which AR does not stand for assault rifle.
I know.
You know, AR, let me see, does not mean assault rifle. There's an actual true definition. We'll see if my computer's lagging a little bit. Let's see. So it's Armalite rifle is actually what it stands for, which is the handle grip, the mm-hmm. type of handle grip that is on it. And in reality, there are just regular rifles that don't happen to have that handle grip that are even more powerful than the ones that they are saying that they want to ban. There's no such thing, ladies and gentlemen, as an assault rifle. It doesn't exist. No, it's been labeled that.
Baseball bat. I mean, you know, everything is an assault baseball bat. I mean, whatever. That's a term. It's what the terminology that some on the left like to use to change the debate, just like they're trying to say abortion is health care. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is the intentional destruction of a human being in the womb to kill it. That's the purpose of the function of the procedure. It is not to deliver the mother and save her life and maybe save the life of the baby. No, it is the sole purpose of abortion is to kill the baby inside the mother before it can be born. That's the purpose. And that's just like saying something's an assault rifle. Well, we can, because assault sounds scary. So yeah. We can't say assault, right? I mean, this is the words mean things, and when you start co-opting language, you start redefining what that means, just like as we've talked about the definition of marriage, and that was Prop 8 a long time ago, right? They redefined marriage to mean, well, it's not one man, one woman. It could be a man and a man, a woman and a woman. I don't know. We'll probably get to a woman and a goat pretty soon. So
in California, actually, up in Sutter, there was, I think Sutter County, there was a guy that had said that if the Supreme Court decides, changes the definition of marriage, which they did with Obergefell, then he said, I'm going to marry my dog. And he did.
There you go.
He legally married his dog.
Right. And I can self-identify as anything too. Why can't I just self-identify? I could be a unicorn LGBTQ person. You know, I mean, I can identify as anything. If you can redefine, well, it's like Ketanji Brown. Well, what is a woman? I don't know. I'm not a biologist. Okay, I can tell you what it's XX chromosomes or XY. I mean, we get really down. But you see, if we can redefine what gender is, if we can redefine all of these terms, then we get to things like reproductive justice, which justifies the spending of millions of tax dollars to abort black and brown babies, because that's in the name of saving black and brown women.
And that's why I have Reverend Childress from blackgenocide.org on my program on a monthly basis. And if you have never seen that, look up blackgenocide.org. If you're interested in finding out and watching a great documentary on the question of what is a woman, Matt Walsh has done an incredible job with his film, What is a Woman? And he gives, and what's beautiful is he gives the other side, the people who have their opinion, an opportunity to truly express their opinion. And they do. And it's nuts, in my opinion. But they have the opportunity to express their opinion. We got about 20 seconds.
Can I just ask one favor of your viewers? We're a small nonprofit organization out here in California, the RightToLifeLeague.org, RightToLifeLeague.org. We're not woke. What we do is we help all of the clinics and centers and homes in California stay open in the most litigious anti-life state. If you could go to our website, just give us $1 or $5. We're trying to protect all of these centers against the night of rage. We're gonna pay for their security if we can afford it.
RightToLifeLeague.org. Got it. RightToLifeLeague.org. All right, folks, we'll be back with more. Hour number two coming up on the other side. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.